the next day we got up and went to the game at K-State, and it was just fun. It was, you know, kind of the thing that's a little bit reflective for me is, and I don't think about it because I'm involved in college football every week, but it was the first time in 20 years that I had actually been at a game with my wife, and the first time ever I'd been at a game with my youngest daughter watching in the stands. So it was a great day, great weekend, opportunity to see Grace doing what she's doing. So it was fun.
You know, when you talk about being in the stands and watching a game and taking in the pageantry of college football from a different aspect of things, did you find yourself, though, from time to time, kind of doing a little coaching up there and what you've been doing in that aspect?
Absolutely. But you know, the fun part is it was funny. So we're getting ready on Saturday morning. They didn't kick off till 6, and we went to lunch together. Grace had to be at the complex at 12:30, and everybody at the table we were all sitting there together, and my wife goes, "I'm not nervous." And my daughter Grace was like, "I'm not nervous either." And I'm like, "I'm not nervous." And Kate's like, "I'm never nervous." It was just such a different feeling, just, you know, being able to go to something and enjoy it. And yeah, but yeah, as a football coach, you look at things, you see things on the field, you're like, "Ooh, I do this or I do that," but, you know, no pressure, so it's easy.
No doubt about that. So I imagine as you go through the what can be a long season too, it's kind of nice to just kind of sit back and relax a little bit on a weekend during the season here just a bit.
It really was. It was weird. So and my wife would laugh if she was here, but so Saturday morning I was up at 4:40 and I was like, "I can't sleep." And she was like, "Well, we're all going to sleep." And so I went downstairs and hung out in the lobby from 5 a.m. till 7:30 when they got up. And I just have that routine about me. And I'm not very good at sitting around. It's game day. So I was ready. I was locked in. And I wasn't playing. So it's kind of weird how your body and your mentality kind of focuses in on that.
You know, I'm kind of the same way too. I could get around thinking, I always worry that I would be driving along and click on the radio and the game's already on there, and I should be there. You know, on days like that, I'd have to just double check the schedule just to make sure that I'm not where I'm not supposed to be or something.
Well, I'll tell you, ironically enough, so I talked to AD and I talked to Lambo and I talked to Charlie Floor today, and they're all in game day, and when I first got up this morning, I was like, "Is it Saturday?" And in my mind, you know, it's like, I was on a Thursday's a Saturday, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, did I miss something? Are we supposed?" No, I'm not playing till the real Saturday. So,
how do you get the team back on the track then after you opening up with Thursday? Now, I know a lot of teams are playing tonight too that opened up maybe on the road or home tonight in the conference, but Northwest plays, of course, Saturday against Lincoln and Jeff City. But how do you kind of get the team back to what will be a regular schedule the rest of the season here?
So what we did is, and that's what allowed me the opportunity to go down and see Grace and hang out with my family, is once we get off that Thursday schedule, we try and give them, we come into the complex, watch the film on Friday, put it to bed, that's it. The kids do nothing. Saturday, typically, we give them off, and then Sunday we come back in and go back to work. And then once we get there, then we're kind of on our normal schedule.
You know, one thing before we bring in our guest in the next segment here, I want to bring out, too, just I imagine, excuse me, been following pretty closely a couple of guys that graduated from the program last year that made the step up to the NFL with Sam Roberts and Tanner Owen. Just kind of talk about their progress here.
You know, it's so neat to watch those kids. They've been such a big part of Bearcat football. You know, and to watch them, not only, you know, as a coach, obviously I'm jaded, but, you know, I knew both those kids could play at that level. And, you know, to watch them go into a camp and have an opportunity to compete and make a 53-man roster, I mean, it's unbelievable.
You know, and one thing, too, when you look at Sam Roberts going to the New England Patriots, Coach Belichick has really developed a lot of D2 guys through his time at New England that have gotten not only contributed to become stars in his program.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is I'm an upstate New York guy, and he cut his teeth with the New York Giants, and as a position coach and then a coordinator, you know, before he went on to what he did. And I've always kind of followed his career, and he's a small college guy, and so he kind of gets that mentality. And I think that he recognizes upside. You know, if he's got physical talent, he's got people that can play, he also recognizes the ability to get the most out of people, and I think that's something that Sam's going to flourish in.
Have you had a chance to talk to both of those guys?
I have, you know, and it's you know, they've both been kind of different. Tanner's been a little bit more of a whirlwind, got cut by Buffalo and thought he would, but immediately signed with New Orleans, and it was land on the ground, here's your program, or here's your playbook, and let's go. With Sam, you know, it was a lot of vets, and he wasn't sure if he was going to make it, but, you know, I just kept saying, Sam, you've put out good tape, you've put out good tape, and, you know, on the last day, he was on the final 53, and I just had a hunch. You know, he had played so well in the preseason and has such tremendous upside, I thought he'd make it.
You know, we had Mitch Goff on the Tuesday sports coaches show there from Pizza Ranch, and he said he'd already talked to Tanner. Tanner's already invited him down for Mardi Gras. So.
I want to get invited down, too. I'd like to go.
I know it. Again, we are broadcasting live from the patio at A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville. We got a lot on the show, not only talking with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, but we have the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Clarence Green, and his son, Elijah Green, who's a defensive lineman for Northwest. They'll be up with us right after this timeout. Again, broadcasting in the trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. Back with more right after this.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. We are broadcasting live from the patio at A&G in downtown Maryville. And as we mentioned before the break, we've got a couple of guests on the show here tonight, the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Clarence Green. And Dr. Green, we've got another guy that you've known for a little bit of time here, Elijah Green, your son here with us.
About 24 years.
And first of all, Clarence, just talk a little bit about raising Elijah and what it's been like to watch him develop as a football player.
It's been really just exciting and excellent. You know, he is everything that I am not, and so I just love watching him just really grow as a man, grow in his faith, and just his love for sports and football, because that's something I'm very passionate about also. And so it's just been a neat experience to be here every step of the way, and to have his mom here as well. Like, we just love it. We're a little bit over the top fans. I probably have 25 helmets, 10 jerseys, shoes. I got a little bit of everything in my room downstairs.
Now you came to Northwest originally, I think you said in 91, as a football player and recruited by Coach Bud Elliott to play here. And,
yes, sir.
And talk about the recruitment process then and what made you decide to want to locate to Maryville to play football.
Well, the reason I chose Northwest was I was short and I played offensive line in high school. And my coach said my only chance of making a team is to play defense. And so they told me I could play defense here, so that's what I decided to do. And I had a scholarship, and I didn't know you could go to college without a scholarship, so that was another reason. And so that's why I chose Northwest, those two things. And it was great for me. I had a great experience, got a chance to meet a lot of people and do a lot of cool things. Now, we were not a good football team. It's not like in today's time. Coach Wright does a phenomenal job. You know, I just love watching his inspirational videos. This year, they're reading a book about ego, and he said this in a video, and I've quoted it on my little notepad. where he said to be or to do. And I just love that you know, the way he just inspires folks. We didn't have that when I played. You know, we just went out there and rolled around, and we lost a lot of games.
Well, you just missed the playoff team in 89 then.
Yes.
And Elijah, what's it like to have your dad be such a part of your process as a football player?
Yeah, I think I kind of mentioned this a little bit ago. Yes. When we did our talk last week, but just the inspiration that he is, kind of how he was said, he's everything I'm not. So just kind of he's achieved the greatness. He's got the grit, the work ethic, everything in life that I wish to achieve. So I think it's no better person in the world to look up to than my father, than someone that's, you know, came from the bottom and rose his way all the way to the top. So it's truly inspiring and motivating every single day.
And Rich, when you've seen the progress of Elijah come through the program, what's the things that really stand out when you see what he's being able to do as a Bearcat?
You know, the funny thing is, and I'm so blessed to have had the opportunity to do it. I remember, you know, when he was at Maryville High, and I went and sat in their living room and just watching it all unfold, and came here as a linebacker, and you know, was a great player in high school, and just I just felt as he progressed in his career that the move to the defensive line made the most sense. And I can remember the first day I kind of approached him about it, he kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? And you know, in every step of the way, the thing that I've really appreciated about Elijah is his trust and his faith in me. And he said, you know, he's always been like, Coach, if this is what you think is going to help the team and this is where you think I should be, then this is where I'm going to play. And I've been so proud to watch the transformation of this young man. I mean, he went from a starter last year and played really well, and I've just enjoyed watching the transition in his second year at defensive end and what he's starting to do and what he's going to be. And I'm just excited. It's a tremendous family, and you can tell. I mean, it's just a part of how he's raised. I mean, he was raised right. He had great parents, and he's been a huge part, not just of our football team, but of our culture. And that's what makes him special to me.
Hey, you know, that's what we talked. Elijah talked to you about this during the coaches show a couple of weeks ago too. But you've developed now from again, as Rich was saying, a starter to now one of the more experienced guys on the line and a leader on that defensive line.
Yeah, it's been quite the transition. I think you never understand that you're the leader until you kind of are a leader. So you kind of sit back and you're like, oh, I'm gonna let these older guys kind of go ahead and lead. And then, you know, it seems like a month passes by and then you're right in their shoes. But it's been just a blessing. There's so many young guys that are eager and fired up for their opportunity. So it's amazing just to get out there and teach those guys, because it's never fun to drag a dead horse to water. It's always fun to drag an energetic horse to water. So that's kind of the opportunity and the mindset I have every single day. I'm like, hey, if I can provide energy for these guys, they're going to work with me. They're going to play with me. They're going to be fired up to play. And those are the guys I ultimately want to play with.
Dr. Green, your duties have changed a little bit here in the last year or so, and especially at game day. I imagine you've got some additional type of duties there. As far as trying to watch Elijah, trying to watch the Bearcats, how's that changed for you here in the last year or so?
Well, drastically for me this year. It's the first time I've not been on the sideline to watch a football game. I have to be in a stuffy booth. I have to entertain individuals. So that's been difficult for me. It has been a drastic change. I'm very used to being on the field to kind of feel the atmosphere. Typically, I'm on the visiting team sideline, so I've seen a lot of sad coaches. And that's what I love. That's what I love about it. I love to hear them complain, and I love to hear their AD or their president who's on the sideline talk about how we're so successful, and I miss that.
I know one thing that Elijah talked about that he hears every game, though. The mom's still vocal. They're pretty close on the Bearcat sideline.
Yeah, she is very energetic. She has a big, fat head. All of our kids come back for every game. They are bought and sold Bearcats, you know, through and through, and everyone just loves cheering for the team. She loves sitting behind the defensive bench because she loves Coach Wright when he goes in on those players. She just loves it.
Well, I have a double headset on like I do tonight on the radio, but I can hear Shelly Green any place I am in the stadium.
Oh, God. I imagine, again, it makes it fun when you, as you mentioned, see the development of Elijah. And not only Elijah, but the Green family and the other families that you bring in, where they become a fan, not only fans of their own kids, but everybody kind of pulls together on the sidelines?
Well, it is. It's a lot of things. First of all, it's family, but it's you know, you sit there in the recruiting process and you try and sit in front of a mom and dad and say that I'm the bridge between, you know, high school and the real world. And to watch how Elijah's grown and how he's developed, you know, in all phases of his life, I think if we're doing it right, it's not just on the football field. It's what he's doing in the community and what he's doing in the classroom. It encompasses everything. And, you know, the things that he's learned here are going to transcend and carry forward for him, you know, for the rest of his life. And I couldn't be more proud of Elijah as a person. And I don't think there's a higher compliment I can pay.
Elijah, any good stories about your dad you might have passed along here?
I don't know if I have
on
any.
On the spot.
I actually do, actually, now that you said that. So I remember my dad, he's deathly afraid of snakes. So in our old house, we had a snake get in the house once, and he was too afraid to get it out. So we bought like a little fake, little like wind-up snake, and he was in the shower, and we dropped it in there with him. And about like 2 or 3 minutes had gone by, and we were standing outside the bathroom door. And we're like, we haven't heard anything yet. Maybe he just hasn't seen it. And then all of a sudden, you just hear water flying everywhere. The toilet seat got ripped out of the ground. It was a mess. But, yeah, we need to bring back some more of the fake snakes.
Dr. Yeah. Green, I'm with you. I've got, yeah. I'm really tough in a lot of things. Yeah. Snakes, I don't mess with.
It was scary.
I don't doubt it a bit. But, again, besides the football aspect, too, Dr. Green, I know education is very important to you. Yes. Obviously, president of the university now, but just the way you've raised your family, I mean, you just, everyone's been successful coming out of your family there, too.
Oh, we're excited about that. But the one of the most important things that I'm excited about when you talk about that education, I can remember when Elijah came home one day, it was after a conversation with Coach Wright, and Coach Wright just told him, you know, like, your grades are important. And if you're not going to do good in the classroom, I don't even want you on the team. He was having some challenges, and that was very important to us because let us know that getting that degree is the goal. You know, I want you to have success on the field, but getting that degree. And I just love the way he encourages our student athletes to be students and get that degree, as well as challenge them on the field as well.
As far as coming through as an athlete yourself and going into law enforcement before now becoming a president of the university, at what point during your career at Northwest as an athlete and student athlete did you see the path you wanted to take educationally?
Well, truly, as I came in, education was important to me. I really didn't like football as much, but I saw it as it was a way that I could get my education paid for. Because, again, I didn't know you could go to college without a scholarship. And so I really wanted to get an education and trade my football playing ability to get that education for no charge. And so that's what I did. It really worked out for me. And then I've always been a lifelong learner. And so I've just went back to school too many times, perhaps.
Worked out well.
Yeah, I'd say so. Now, I guess we might as well turn the tables a little bit. Any good stories about Elijah?
Well, I got several. With
the oh, boy. Oh, no.
I won't tell the Tiffany stories because he doesn't like when I tell those. But when he was 9 years old, we were out in Las Vegas, and I had sent him to the store to get some items for me. And then when the other young men come back, I said, where's Elijah? They said, we don't know. He hitchhiked back. You know, so he hitchhiked back to when he was in Las Vegas at 9 years old. He's always been a free thinker. And so I guess that's a good thing and a bad thing.
That just made a lot of things make sense to me.
It did. It did happen indeed.
All right. Well, again, it's been great having you both on the show here today. And like I say, it's always fun to watch Elijah there on the field. And Dr. Green, I imagine that you really get a lot of pride out of seeing what he's developed.
For sure. Yes, thank you. We're definitely excited.
All right. Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville out on the patio this evening, taking advantage of the great evening here on the end of the trenches with the coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristateFordMaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, and Elijah Green, a defensive end for the Bearcats, also staying with us on this next segment. This segment is, again, they got football coming up this weekend, a trip to Jeff City to face Lincoln. And Rich, just kind of talk with Elijah here and some of the things that maybe we ought to bring out with Elijah we haven't yet.
Oh, shoot. You know, the first one is, you know, with so many new starters, it's explaining how we go on a road trip, right? You know, what we do, how we do it, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so I think we kind of got this question on the media day, but we kind of run through our practice, our schedule, travel, everything. Kind of we try to make it as simplistic and kind of everything the same as possible, just so it's as least amount of stress. But some of the fun things we like to do when we get down there, we kind of have a nice little free time. If there's stores around, I remember one year there was a Bass Pro shop, so we'll walk to Bass Pro, maybe look at some fish, get some hats. Remember I had to talk Sam Roberts out of buying a $500 pair of Oakley glasses, and I was like, you do not want to buy these. I was like, you could get them for $20 on Amazon, trust me. But we just like to do fun stuff like that. Maybe play some Marco Polo, which I heard the hotel doesn't have a pool. So
now,
I'm not gonna
now
play
ask
Marco
him
Polo.
About Marco Polo. That's a big deal with the O&D line. So ask him about that.
All right, what is there a little more there?
Yeah, so we'll always play like a competition Marco Polo. And I remember it's very serious. It gets very heated in there. And I remember when my first road trip, I was playing and I had my eyes closed. And Mike Elke was right in front of me, but I couldn't see him. And I just opened up my eyes real quick and shut them to try to cheat. And I remember everyone yelled at me. I got water thrown all over me. I had to do some stupid dance and jump in the water again. But yeah, we take it very, very seriously. It's just kind of a way to kind of relax before the big game comes.
Now imagine, okay, if you will. So we're staying at Hilton Garden Inns. You know, we're not in huge hotels. So envision the size of the pool, right? There are 30 offensive and defensive linemen and bigger people in a pool. It's amazing to see that there's any pool, any water left in the pool after they get done. I mean, it's crazy.
That is true.
Now, are your Friday practices like they were at one time? I know some people maybe on the road, they go and see you guys work out on the road on a Friday and wonder, what the heck are you guys doing out there?
No, that's really changed. You know, so one thing, that's really become our Thursday practice. That's more of our walkthrough, our, you know, so what we try to do is Tuesday and Wednesday are bang days. Thursday is off. It's just mental. There's no running. There's no nothing. And then we try and refocus and get back in. It's a little bit more of the Chip Kelly philosophy, and a lot of college teams have adopted it. So we have a what we call a tempo practice. It's without pads, but helmets, and we're flying around and just trying to get right back into that game tempo again before we play on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, too.
Yeah, it's been a good adjustment for us. You know, the other thing is you know, when Coach T was here, we went Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we were half-pack on Thursday. You know, the one thing is when you play 13, 14, 15 games a season, that has an impact. The more you're banging, you know, the more difficult it is. You get injuries. You have accumulation of you know, nicks and owies and just all those things. And so to take a day of banging away from those guys and just kind of make it more of a tempo, you know, not pounding on each other, I think they feel fresh. Elijah, what do you think?
I definitely agree with that. I was kind of in a different train of thought in high school. where it was we kind of did a lot of the banging, and then kind of by that Friday night game time, we were a little sore. You felt those bumps and bruises. But now it's kind of nice. We get out there Saturday evening or Thursday night like we did last week, and you feel fresh. You feel like it's your first day. You're ready to go. No bumps, no bruises, scratches. You're completely confident and ready to go.
All right. Now, the next up is that road trip to Jeff City to face Lincoln coming up on Saturday. I know coaches year to year say the biggest improvements from week one to week two. What are some of the main things you guys have been concentrating on this week getting ready for the matchup?
You know, it's going to be the same thing you're going to hear me say over and over again. It's about us. We don't look, our opponents are nameless and faceless. It's about our development and our improvement because we're so young. And I feel like if we focus on that, you know, we're going to be a better football team because of it. You know, I'm excited about the opportunity to play in week two because one of the things I felt hindered us a little bit last season was, you know, we play week one, we get a big win against Hayes, and then we're off. And it almost felt like when we played Central Missouri State, we were starting all over again. And so to have another game, have an opportunity to go on the road, have an opportunity to, you know, test ourselves again and see how we progress between last Thursday and this Saturday is just exciting.
Hey, you talk about young players. A lot of fans last week had an opportunity to see some of these young guys you're bringing in the program. I think they really liked what they saw out of that.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. I mean, I came off and went to Hy-Vee the next morning, and everybody was like, I didn't know three-quarters of the team. I was like, neither did I. So, you know, so it was all new. It was fun to watch those guys get an opportunity. So many of those guys have sat in the wing and, you know, been a part of the program and gone through the process and you know, their turn finally came and they played well and we were able to find a way to win.
All right. Well, it's good to have you guys here and it's good to get the show off for another season here at A&G.
Absolutely. Couldn't think of a better way to kick it off than with Elijah Green and Dr. Green.
No doubt about that. A reminder that today's broadcast underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com. Don't forget, we've got Bearcat football coming up on Saturday. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air with Bearcat game day beginning at 1 o'clock, again from Jefferson City, Northwest, and Lincoln University. Thanks to Rich Wright and also Elijah Green and his father, Dr. Clarence Green, on our show tonight. That will do it for In the Trenches with Bearcat head coach Rich Wright. We'll be back with you again next Thursday at 6 o'clock.